if you will close your eyes one more time. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
this message is for me.
This message is for me.
It's not for the neighbor.
It's not for the neighbor.
It's really for me.
It's really for me.
Because it's all about God.
It's all about God.
Having His way.
Having His way.
With me.
With me.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to take you to a scripture that came into my heart and to share with you a little bit of what I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to realize. And God's angels are on the job. And so we're going to go to Luke chapter 1. And we're going to be taking a look at the Amplified on two verses, or actually four verses, three verses, whatever. And I will also read it in the NIV to show you sometimes what an extra word can have such an impact on a message from the Lord. So, verse 13, but the angel said to him, this is about Zechariah, who's the high priest that year. So the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your petition was heard. Notice, was heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. Not might. Will. And you must call his name John, meaning God is favorable. 14, and you shall have joy and exalted delight, and many will rejoice over his birth. Notice again, many will rejoice over his birth. Then it says in verse 15, for he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord, meaning that he's going to be different. And he must drink no wine, no strong drink, and he will be filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit. He will be filled with amplification and controlled by the Holy Spirit, even in and from his mother's womb. I want to stress the word controlled. Now, so where'd you get that from? Well, there's a lady that's coming for the Feast of Tabernacles. And I happen to be listening, even this morning, saying to the Lord, what do you want today? And he says, just be yourself. I'll fill your mouth. So he's filling my mouth with the word control. Controlling by the Holy Ghost is different than control by your head trip. My head trip and your head trip is usually filled with fear tactics, scare tactics, conditional tactics, work tactics, families, status, looking at this one's injury, looking at that one's problem, looking at the stupid driver in front of you that should be going 40 when they're only doing 12 or 15, and you're going to be late for work. Control by whom? And Deborah, when you were sharing about how your mouth was ready to be interviewed, your words changed because the Holy Spirit impacted. That was controlled by him. And you changed your response and pulled back what you were about to say and then spoke it out according to the controlling words and thoughts that were brought into you by him. I was visiting with John and Ann this week. one particular day. John pointed out that he had an hour and a half with a person on the phone. And he was being grilled about certain things. And the Holy Spirit told him not to prepare. To just trust that he and his mouth would be controlled by the Father in the Holy Ghost within him. So the Father and the Holy Ghost are inside of us, and give them an opportunity to do what they want to do through me and through you. You say, well, how is that different? So look at verse 15 in the NIV. Verse 15 in the NIV. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. It has a little addendum, and it says from his mother's womb at the bottom of the page. But it doesn't say control. You see, that amplified word changes the reality of this man of God that's coming into the earth to do a job for him. Not a job for himself. I lived many years, and I was on the job for me. And I was trying to do what I thought was best. And you know what? I found myself failing miserably in multiples of levels. Oh, I had character. I could be on time. I could do this. I could do that. I had work ethics, etc., etc. All the learned patterns, but never allowing the Holy Spirit to control my next level of development. I could go on and give you testimony there, but I believe what God is really trying to make me say to you today is to show you some examples. So if you go to Luke 4:1, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert. Led. Controlled, pulled. Why? Because God had a purpose. Oh, you say, well, I'm not being led anywhere. Well, wait. That doesn't mean you won't be led tomorrow. You may have leadings and presses from within you, and you poo-poo them away because they don't logically fit into what you think is right. Led by the Holy Spirit in the desert. Why did he go in the desert? To be tempted. Whoa. You say, why would God allow his son to be tempted? Just close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus, have you ever done that to me?
Silly question.
Oh, really? How many can lift their hands and say, I've been there? How many can say, I didn't pass the test? There is going to be times that you will be led by the Lord into places where you will fail.
Amen.
And when you fail, you pick yourself up by the back of the you-know-what and walk.
No quitting.
There
will be no quitting.
Why? Because you're putting guilt on yourself, and that's exactly the trick of the darkness.
Amen.
And God says, I've already made you righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 5:9, I'm justified in the courts of heaven. And you need to declare it, even in your failure. Mm. When you have failed the worst, it is time for you to declare the word
yes.
of the Lord.
Come on.
Because that's when you turn it around.
Yes.
And you forgive yourself as quickly as you can. Because if you don't convince yourself that you are righteous, you are just going to continue doing the same thing over and over until you get a lesson from him.
Okay. Mm-mm. Thank you, Lord.
Acts 2:4. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. It is an enabling of the Spirit that happens to give you the gift of tongues. And you can use it if you want to. If you want to shut it down, you can shut it down. But I would suggest you open your mouth and use the gift. The enabling part will take place when you open your mouth and you say, "Yes, Lord, do it." If you and I looked at Peter, we'd see Peter as the hopeless case in multiples of levels. In fact, Jesus called him Satan at one point, and we're not going to go there. But in Acts chapter 4, verse 8 says, Acts chapter 4, verse 8, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people. I mean, here he is confronting the entire Jewish hierarchy, and he's opening his mouth and speaking. There are times, in my own experience, when I had to stand up for what I knew God was pushing me to do. And I was called a lot of different names, and they weren't godly ones. But I carried the ball to the best of my ability. And when I did it, I looked at it afterwards, because the accuser would come on my case and say, "Oh, you really did it this time. They're angry, they're going to retaliate, they're going to expose you, etc., etc." And God, by His Holy Ghost, used some people in the church to wake me up and not to be concentrating on the fear tactics and the accusing voices. The accusing voices weren't in the neighborhood, they were in my own head. I didn't have to go too far to find my head. The accusing voices that use you are coming from darkness. The comforting voice, the counseling voice, the one that says keep on trucking, is the Holy Spirit saying don't quit. Amen?
Amen.
Don't look back. Use your past as an example to go forward with God.
Amen.
Okay? So much is important here that you need to carry that ball. Acts chapter 11, verse 24. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. And a great number of people were brought to the Lord. How come? Full of the Holy Spirit and faith. There are times you need faith to carry you to that next level. Without faith, you can't please God. But faith carries you if you simply choose to accept it. And sometimes you're going to have to talk to yourself. By faith, I'm going forward. By faith, I'm choosing to obey. By faith in what God said to do, I know God will turn this into good. One more. Acts 13:52. Acts 13:52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. The disciples, the disciplined ones, the ones that were ready to walk with Him. They were filled with joy. Now, when that kind of joy hits you, it's not from a bottle of booze.
Amen.
That kind of joy, you might have some symptoms that look like you just got drunk. But in reality, it's totally from God. Why would God fill you with joy?
So it will overflow onto other people.
Pardon. I think sometimes it's to build you back up so you'll make a victory on the next test. Because you see, every one of us will be tested. Every one of us will be led into the desert. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you have had a few desert experiences? Thank you. That leading is God to see how well you're going to come out and how great you are in obeying what he tells you to do. And I'll be honest with you, if you don't succeed in that first mountain, he'll get you another one the same size, or if Mac, maybe even a little bigger, so that you can see yourself and then ask for help. Close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit, I need to ask for help.
I need to ask for help.
And I need to declare that grace is available.
And I need to declare that grace is
and
available.
And so is favor.
And so is favor.
God's on my case.
God's on my case.
He wants to take me.
He wants to take me.
Into victory.
Into victory.
And I promise.
And I promise.
To give him all the praise.
To give him all the praise.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.